and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pablo Picasso said, "Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once he grows up." Georgia O'Keeffe stated, "I found I could say things with color and shapes that I couldn't say any other way. Things I had no words for." Artistry, art, the ability to express in pictures and colors, those things that language just cannot convey. Well, that is the life of our guest today, a gifted man who has dedicated his life to a craft that God has given him the gifts for. And not only that, he has passed it on to the dearest of the generations, our young people, our children, who grow and in their own lives learn to express and communicate those things dearest to their hearts. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Very simple, very clear. For you to know that God loves you and he knows you. And that whatever it is you might be facing at this very moment, you are not alone. God knows, and his arms are open for you to comfort you, to strengthen you, to remind you, hey, I'm here. Would you call out to the Lord? Would you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved you so much? He died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on that cross. And 3 days later, after he was buried, he rose again from the grave. And Jesus calls on you in a very personal way today. Roy Chang is an art teacher, editorial cartoonist, and a freelance illustrator. And as you will soon hear about today, he is an author. He graduated from Wanalua High School, and he has a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in illustration from the Academy of Art College in San Francisco. Roy also has a master's degree in education from the University of Hawaii. His cartoons have appeared in UH's, the University of Hawaii's, Ka Leo o Hawaii, and Star Bulletin, Honolulu Weekly, and Midweek. And he's illustrated for numerous books as well. He's a teacher at Aiea Intermediate School and is an advisor for the Cartooning Club and many of you would love this, the Korean Drama Fan Club, where, as he says, where we eat kimchi and rice while watching K-drama scenes. He has been widely known in Hawaii for his midweek political cartoons, known as a citizen watchdog with an ink pen. And he is here with us to talk about the incredible things that he has experienced in his relationship with the Lord and how a new book came over the course of more than 10 years, a book entitled Casey and Kiara and the Curse of the Ki'i, a colorful book, a book that has pictures as known hallmarks of Roy Chang, it will engage you immediately. And the storyline of this new book that he has written will engage you deeply as well. Roy, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you so much, Danny, for having me. It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Roy, where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Honolulu. Salt Lake is where I live right now. So basically, I guess you could say that, yeah, Hawaii is my home.
What would you say is one of your favorite childhood memories?
You know, it's so funny because I guess because for me, you know, as a humorist, as someone who does art, I remember a lot of my drawing experiences. In fact, going back to how did you become an artist? Well, you know, I don't remember this, but I remember sitting in church and I think I was bored and I picked up one of those little cards in front of the pews and I started doodling. And one of the women in the church was sitting behind me and she liked it so much, she actually paid me a quarter. Now, I don't even remember this incident, but my mom tells me this. So I guess like already I could see like, hey, there's something good about this we could do with it. But yeah, school, just drawing pictures, and thank goodness, you know, for some of the early movies like Star Wars, and I'd be drawing characters and people would notice that, and I'd be drawing pictures and homework to go with the book reports. But early memories, I'll be honest with you, you know, I have fond memories, but I also have a lot of memories that I like to keep maybe like forgotten. And I guess growing up kind of with friends, but at the same time too, kind of a little bit not really sociable. So I guess like TV was sort of like my companion a lot. And so it kind of helped out because a lot of the programs kind of filled me with pop culture. And so, you know, as a cartoonist, I'm able to like pick up on a lot of those storylines or images and use that. And thank goodness, you know, I mean, this is before social media and internet, but, you know, I had good friends, a good family, had a strong church background growing up. So, you know, it wasn't like I was really wandering the streets. Thank goodness for that. But, you know, it's very sheltered, I would say. Yeah.
Well, you and I both, we grew up at the same church, right? Roy, Kalihi Union Church. And I must say, you know, I was doodling too in church, but nobody paid me a quarter for what I drew, you know. All that to say, you have always, Roy, been distinguished ever since we were little kids. You had a reputation in church when we were children. Roy Chang, I mean, the stuff that you were doing back when we were kids, you know, you've heard it said, someone is destined for greatness. You could already tell. I mean, when adults start asking you, when the church makes decisions and wants you to draw the cover of the church, annual church directory,
right.
And then it happens again and again. And this is just, here's a boy that has a gift. And I marvel at the way that you've dedicated it to the Lord and let the Lord use it. Now, when you say sheltered in what way?
Well, you know, when I come home, I'd come home. And I pretty much would stay at home, do homework, watch TV, make dinner, get dinner ready and everything. So it wasn't like I was going out for the local sports or dating or things of that nature. And but, yeah, I mean, growing up like that. So I was kind of like shy and meeting other cartoonists, talking about our lives. You know, we do kind of like keep to ourselves. I mean, we kind of like get loud in our artwork, if anything, and express ourselves there. And so we kind of like keep our minds focused on our work, and from there we kind of like paint the pictures that we want to say. And a funny story is, like, on Facebook, you know, I'm surprised that a lot of the artists I know, you know, they'll just be so open and lively, you know, with their comments and their postings, but then when you meet them in person, it's like they're really mouse and shy. I was like, oh, hi, I'm your friend on Facebook. Oh, hi, how are you? You know, like,
Such is the case, I think, with many creative people. Have you noticed that?
I think for a lot of people, whether like you as a public speaker or as a minister or an evangelist, I remember like meeting Don Stewart. Oh, I better not say the name. It's a different station. But, but you know, famous pastors, you know, sure, who has the show. Sure. And you know, after the service, I went to say, oh, hello, thank you for your ministry and everything. He's like, almost like looking down. Didn't want to like talk eye to eye. It's like, yeah. I'm so surprised because, you know, I guess like many of these people, it's like when you, it's easy to speak in front of an audience. Like when I teach, I can go in front of the entire school, speak. I have no problem. I don't need notes. I can just whip out anything on the spot. But, you know, you ask me, hey, there's a cute girl over there. I want to ask her out. And I'm like, duh, duh, duh. You know, I'm like, you know, like, you know. So, or, you know, dinner conversations, you know, it's like, you know, so it's kind of difficult, maybe on one-on-one. So, yeah, even come here, you know, it's like, gee, I'm going to like talk to everybody. And who wants to hear me?
Well, you grew up in church.
Right.
What about your relationship with Christ? How did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, I guess growing up, you hear it and over, so it's ingrained in you. So it was like really easy to believe. And my mom was a very strong Christian and very, very dependable in the church. And my brother is always active. And for me, I guess being the younger one, the kolohe, you want to get into trouble. You want to be the most rebellious. I guess, too, with the artistic side, you have that artistic temperament. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel like, well, you know, you can speak your mind up and do things. So it was kind of like going through the motions. I mean, there were like, yes, I was walking with the Lord, but there were times also, too, where, yeah, you're just going through the motions. And
I want to get into that.
Okay.
I want to get more into that because it's something that you're not alone in. You know, I can identify with that, too. Going through the motions of Christianity, mm-hmm. But where's the real relationship, and what's that like, and how do you grow out of that? How do you develop out of that? So when we come back from our break, we're gonna, I'd like to talk more, and because you know stuff like that, these are things that people sometimes feel like they're the only ones,
right?
And today we tell them, hey, you know what? In a way, you know, maybe it's not supposed to quote unquote be that way, but in a way, it's normal, mm-hmm. because people are growing in real life and in a relationship with the Lord and how that relates to life today. Mm-hmm. My guest today, Roy Chang, he's an author, he's a cartoonist and humorist.
No, we'll edit that out.
And when we come back, we'll be back with Roy Chang.
Namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He grew up in Hawaii. He, as a boy, discovered, while he was at church, he discovered, you know, he was drawing something on a card at church, and a woman behind him actually paid him a quarter for what he drew. I mean, how many kids actually have that experience? Well, that's the story of my guest today. His name is Roy Chang. Roy is a political cartoonist. He's a humorist. He's a teacher at IEA Intermediate School. And he draws political cartoons for Midweek, and you might have seen it. I mean, but more than that, he's a author of a new book called Casey and Kiara and the Curse of the Ki'i. Ooh, doesn't it sound mysterious? Well, we'll talk about that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And as you maybe caught the tail end of the last segment or just tuning in right now, you may ask yourself, hey, can I get this show in its entirety? I want to make sure, because I might not be able to listen to the whole thing right now. Or, well, the answer is yes. Go to the goodlifehawaii.org. You can get the free podcast. But like always, I always say, pass it on to a family member or a friend whom you know, just as listening, as you're listening, they will enjoy it, appreciate it. And you know what? You get to hear another side of Roy Chang. I mean, he speaks loudly in his drawings, but you get to hear him. I've always loved talking with him because he's a man with a lot of personality and a lot of dynamic. Roy.
Yes.
Hey, you grew up, graduated Mauna Loa.
Right.
An artist. Gifted. Everybody who knows you knew that. But what did you do to develop your talent further?
For me personally, I would say look for opportunities, enter contests, and just keep drawing. And at the same time, too, it's just keep willing to listen to other people, because if they're giving you an idea or what they want, it's like they're the client. So it helps to do that. And at the same time, too, I guess, like, just keep learning as much as possible. Like, I always worried about, you know, which artist should I copy, or, you know, what do I have a good enough style? And I always felt that way, you know, like going into cartoon, especially, like, wow, I see so much great cartoonists, and they draw Bill Clinton so much better than I can, or Ben Cartano. And then the more I did it, it's like, oh, okay, you're getting more of a likeness and everything. So everything kind of fell into itself. I originally wanted to go into graphic design, then I found out I didn't like it. Illustration gave me a lot more freedom. And coming back to Hawaii, I couldn't find any work. So I did the typical couple of years at Liberty House stint until some job openings opened up. But, you know, God is so wonderful, you know, how he puts us in one spot, and then whatever happens, it kind of leads into the next spot. And that's something I tell my students. You know, the experience we do now, what we learn now, is going to take us to the next level. From God always wants to move us from point A to point B. You know, things doesn't really seem clear, but if you're faithful and not give up, just be patient, keep persisting. Like Diana, you always talk about your God-given potential, and that's one thing I always tell myself. You know, I'm not a finished work. You know, as an artist, you got to tell yourself, okay, once you tell yourself you've got it, you reached your top of your art, you've finished, okay? You got to keep looking for ways to improve, new ways of seeing things, because you want to keep growing creative-wise.
That's one of the things I've always appreciated about you. Both up close and then from a distance, seeing how you work your craft. You know, someone might say, well, I've already got, you know, these gifts, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
But you took it and you took responsibility for it as though God, as he has, given you a gift, and how can I sharpen it? Mm-hmm. How can I become better? And you have never stopped. You keep improving. You keep learning and growing. Mm-hmm. So you went away to school, but I want to go back.
Okay.
We were talking about your relationship with Christ. It's easy to just talk about, I'm a Christian,
right.
But what about your relationship with Christ? How did that develop over time?
I think for me, it wavered a lot. I mean, a lot of it was on feelings, and being a teenager and being in the youth program, it was like the hip thing, the cool thing, and you know, it was the 80s, and, oh, it was like, I would not say this in the station, but, the whole contemporary Christian gospel music started to happen. Giving Tree started to open up, and so, you know, it was almost like a popularity thing, and trying to fit in, and so for a while, it kind of, like, affected me, where I began to see Christianity become more as a commercial product, rather than really edifying, building people up. And so what happened was it got me to be kind of too legalistic, kind of very judgmental. And I look back, it's like, yeah, I had fun and I made people happy. But at the same time, too, I think I heard a lot of people being judgmental and criticizing, oh, that person's not enough a Christian, or that person's. And so, you know, there was a time just recently, you know, where, yeah, just going through church, going through the motions, taking the communion, and you just, okay, you do your Sunday stint, and then you just go back to the Monday and just go back to the same old bad habits and everything. But I just want to tell all the people out there, hey, you know what, you can live like that, but you kind of, it's not the way God intended it. You know, it's like God wanted to have a very fulfilled life for each person, a purpose. And ours, I thank God, you know, that he gave me art, because without the art, you know, I'm like, well, really, what should I be doing with my life? You know, and there are times I tell myself, you know, doing the whole art thing, it causes a lot of problems. Maybe I should have just taken a job working in downtown in a cubicle and just be happy. But I'm glad for this opportunity. And, you know, looking at the word, you know, we all have to give an account what we did. And some people are given more talents than others. And what did you do with it? And honestly, there are times when I feel like, well, you know, you're not exactly doing gospel tracks, and you're not, you know, doing Christian comics, and you're doing more secular work. But the main thing is, are you just being faithful in your relationship? And that's more important than anything. God doesn't say, well done, successful servant. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. So I think more than anything, I just rely on God's grace to just keep going, and just, you know, let whatever I do, just let God have it and let God use it for his glory, and just keep doing that. Yeah.
What's your favorite scripture verse?
Oh, gosh. You know, see, I can't do that. People ask me that, and I just cannot. It's almost like saying, you know, the word is so beautiful. How can you? It's like having a lot of children. Now, which kid do you like most? You can't do that, okay? So, you know, but for me, I often go back to Philippians, the Psalms, and lately, anything that deals with God's promises. Like I was telling somebody on Facebook, you know, it's like, you know, going through troubles and times where I realize God. We don't live by explanations. We live by God's promises. And later on, you know, things will be revealed, and things will be made known to us. So we might not see the whole picture right now. As going back to art, you know, there's a great poem called The Weaver, which I can't quote. But if you look at a weaving, you're going to see one side all knots and frays. Doesn't make sense. Your life looks like, oh, why are they all tangled up here? Why is it so muddled up here? Well, when God shows you the other side, you can see the beautiful tapestry he did. So you just got to you know, keep your hope and your focus on God. And then when you take your mind off your situations, and then it really builds your faith. You know, so I would say, like, you know, just keep getting into the word, keep praying. Just focus on that, you know, your daily walk. And, you know, it's for some people, it's an easy walk. For some people, it's more difficult. But, you know, God says, Jesus says, follow me. He didn't say, go follow that person in church. He said, follow me. And so that was very liberating, because I think growing up in church, there was always like, follow the preacher. You know, you had your favorite youth minister or your favorite Christian gospel artist. And, you know, I for a while, I was doing that too. You know, I wanted this person's tapes, this person's CDs. But now it's like, okay, you know what? People fail you, okay? I failed people, you know. And the best person I can look to is Jesus Christ, because, you know, he was never hypocritical. He was always the truth. And so that's how I kind of looked at that, because, you know, I always had Christian friends, and I tried to be the best Christian friend for people in need. But, you know, it's like God was always there. You know, when friends, even Christian friends walked out, but, you know, Christ would never walk out on you. And I just want people to also know that too.
How did you go into teaching?
By accident. I needed a job. no, I came back to hopefully be this great artist from art college. And then as a result, you realize there aren't any great jobs for art for artists in Hawaii. So, you know, going to Liberty House, it helped paid with medical benefits. And I thought to myself, you know, I did summer fun, and summer fun was kind of fun. And maybe I'll work with students, and you can get all the benefits you need.
And plus, you're a great summer school. Oh, summer gosh. Fun teaching.
Well, you know, one thing about summer fun is, like, it was a good training ground for just, you know, being stupid and building, doing a lot of weird things with your art.
You were like the Pied Piper, man. Like, I remember visions of Roy walking in. It's like the kids would just be following you around, you know?
Yeah. And
you had a special way that, you know, it was a gift, gift that you had.
Much to the chagrin of some of the church leaders, you know? I was like a subversive person there. But I think going into that, it's like, I wanted to, like, pass things on. And as an art, you know, like, for me, it's like, you're blessed in order to bless other people. So I got this great art education. So I wanted to use that to inspire other people because, you know, when I was in school, I had art classes, and that made me want to go to art college. And I'm not saying like every kid should go to art college, but, you know, there are some skills that and attitudes about art or about learning that you can apply to life more than just, say, math, science. They're great, but I'm just saying that, you know, I do believe that we should support the arts, drama, dance, music. Don't just look at a child and say, like, well, test scores is all that matters. You know, God gives gifts. God gives gifts. And our job is to help them find their gifts and develop that gifts.
So you would say, just from hearing that, it sounds like you would agree or say, God, there are different kinds of intelligences.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, it's and God is a God of diversity. I mean, look at a congregation. You know, there are some meat eaters and there are some milk drinkers. And we're not meant to be like an island to just show up on Sundays and dig out after the service, but to fellowship with one another and to challenge one another, to build each other up as a body. You know, I mean, like even, I mean, it's like, the Bible says, you know, if everyone was like a thumb or an eye, it'd be kind of scary, you know, but we're all like a body of the Christ with different parts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess even the Bible too, you know, there's a lot of visual artistry, you know, almost like humorous stuff. I mean, some of the stuff even Jesus says, you know, or Paul says is almost like flat out humorous, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you took over 10 years.
Yeah.
God gave you an idea.
Correct.
There's a vision. And then you worked at it like you always. I mean, I marvel at the work ethic. Mm-hmm. And I think that God can give a genius, but the guys that really, guys, gals, that really take it to the next levels are the ones that have this incredible gifting, but they tie it together with an incredible work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And you've worked at something so that it's become this book that I'm holding in my hand. Oh, substantial.
400 pages, right? Kids. 400 pages.
But with incredible illustrations.
Thank you.
Casey and Kiara and the Curse of the Key. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, Roy, let's talk about the book.
Okay.
I want you to tell us, you know, a lot of people have like a hidden dream.
Mm-hmm.
And what that dream is, they want to write a book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They want to... You know, there's a lot to it. You know, once you write it, it's there. It exists. You leave a legacy, really. Mm-hmm. It's something that can pass on from generation to generation. But very few actually do it. I'm holding your book in my hand. When we come back from our break, Roy, I'd like for you to talk with us about how it came about.
Okay.
This idea, this creation that God has given to you. How did it develop? And then let's talk about the story.
Okay.
Itself. Give us a snapshot of the story, you know. Bring us to the place where we're sort of like drooling and wanting, mouth watering, you know, like lihing mui, wanting more, you know. And yeah, give it to us. And let's talk about some deeper things, some symbolisms that exist as well. Because there might be people who have some questions. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we'll be back with Roy Chang. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, how would you like it if every week you drew something that really came out of your heart because of something that you observed, and you put it all together. It's funny, and you put it out there, and you put your email address on there. So it's for whoever reads it, whoever has access to it, can respond to you positively or negatively. And what about if you experienced a time when you drew something and it so inflamed a group of people that they started chanting for your death? Well, that's the story of my guest today. His name is Roy Chang. He's an author and a cartoonist, a humorist, a political cartoonist, really. And sometimes I think you can just clearly say he's a guy who can very humorously put the magnifying glass on what many would recognize as hypocrisy that exists around us in points of leadership. Roy is with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. And as you listen, as we engage, you might say, hey, you know, I want to be a part of continuing to enable this program to go on, and more than that, to spread. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We could sure use you as a member of our partnership team to join with us both prayerfully and financially to take this program further and beyond. thegoodlifehawaii.org. Roy?
Yes.
Okay. So, you put your email on all your cartoons every week.
Yes.
In midweek, right? ChangCartoons@yahoo.com.
Correct.
In fact, if somebody wants to communicate with you
right
after our show, they can do
sure
that too, right?
Yeah.
Now, why do you do that?
Well, it's actually requested by the editor. And if you look at the columnists in Midweek, they always have their email. And so I make it a point to put my email there, changcartoons@yahoo.com, just to see what kind of reaction I get. So I get a whole mix from, hey, great stuff, we love it, haha, great, funny, and yeah, you tell it to the man, you keep it up, to, you know, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, blankety blank, we can't say over the radio kind of stuff. So, so basically, you know, it's just using humor and making a mockery, a satire. I mean, those are the stuff from, people like Mark Twain, as in his writings, to I'm not trying to go blue like somebody like comedians like Lenny Bruce or anything, but you know, something that just kind of like gets people to not just take everything for face value, but to just think, oh, everything's fine in paradise. No, there's some things you need to know, and we shouldn't be ignorant to what's going on.
You wrote a book.
Yes.
Casey and Kiara and the Curse of the Ki'i. Tell us about how did this all develop?
You know, in 2002, there was an anime film. Now, all you anime fans out there, you're going to know Spirited Away by Hayao Miyazaki. And so that was my first field trip I planned with my students. And we went to go see it at the theater. And I was so moved by that movie that it was about a young girl, average girl, no superpowers, but she just had to rely on her own self-will, courage, and just trusting people that she meets along the way to take care of this curse that kind of happened to her own parents. And I thought to myself, this is a great story. Now, why couldn't something, could something like this happen here in Hawaii to Hawaii kids? And so that kind of got me going. And I did a unit where students had to create characters, their own original characters, and create just a situation. So we talked about storytelling, character development. And so I did the assignment, and I made my two characters, and I liked it. And I just had this situation where they were in a cave. They find this cursed tiki. Now, ki'i is a Hawaiian way of saying wooden idol image. Most people say the word tiki. And it was a four-panel thing where one, they find it. And you've seen this generic cliche from, I don't know, maybe Hardy Boys or the Brady Bunch episode in Hawaii. But I wanted to do like a mockery of just all the stereotypes you've seen about Hawaii and just take it to the next level. Well, at the time, I was doing cartoons for another book and talking with the publisher. She was saying, so what else do you do? Well, I kind of showed her some of the sketches and about Casey and Kiara and how I'm kind of like working on a story that takes place in the Big Island and the situation how they meet Ki'iaka and Pele, the two fire goddess sisters, and how they have to go on this journey and everything. And the publisher's just looking at me. It's like, can I do this book? And this is like 10 years ago. There's no story, no manuscript. And she just looks at me and says like, hey, can I publish this book? I said, sure. So, you know, I started to develop. And I think that just that one confirmation of confidence or faith in you did wonders. And so, you know, I kept on going. And despite all the ridiculous ideas, why are you doing this? You know, it's like, you know, I know everybody has an idea or a dream to write a book. And so the following year, I took a trip to the Big Island and I visit Pu'uhonua o Honaunau, place of refuge, and Volcanoes National Park. And there it was like, as Twain said, you know, here is a place for the imagination to work and to actually create a storyline of the girls, their adventure, their chase, their misfortune, and how they have to like somehow journey from all the way across the Big Island. Actually, they get kidnapped along the way by the villains, but they have to somehow make it back. But along the way, I wanted to use a lot of symbolisms from the Bible and or just from life in general to show that they're, yes, it's fictional, but at the same time, too, it is fantasy, but I'm also trying to put in some truth. And so one of my guiding principles was people like C.S. Lewis and Charles Dickens, where they took fantasy and they took characters that were really not biblical in a sense. Maybe like some Christians might say, well, you know, they're from this they're not really Christian characters of monsters and the beasts. And Dickens wrote about ghosts coming back and people talking from the dead in the Christmas Carol. Yes, I understand that. But my story was really about the girls, and it's about grace, forgiveness, hope, working together. And so, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I knew that when I was going to do this book, some Christians might kind of like slam the book, like, oh, how can you bring up, you know, goddesses and deities and everything? Well, I know that. But at the same time, too, I do explain that, one, this is not the full story. This is not the viewpoint of the parks. But this is actually something that is about the two girls. And at the same time, too, you know, I hope that on a level of different ages, young children will enjoy an adventure, and the older readers will pick up on certain themes. I address things such as bullying in the first chapter. There's issues about Hawaiian rights. I also relate one of the characters, a Menehune, grew up in Lahaina in the 19th century, and I tip a piece of history about the war between the whalers and the missionaries in Lahaina. And so I'm bringing different aspects to kind of hopefully tie something in. And so there's multi-layers, and hopefully that's what people will see to it. Yeah.
Tell us about Casey and Kiara.
Casey and Kiara is me, okay? They came out as references to me, and the colors are they're cousins, and they can't stand each other. They're both sixth graders. Casey is sort of like your frumpy pigtailed girl who just good heart, but just gets into trouble a lot. Not too bright, tries to do her best, and at the same time too, she loves to egg on her snooty, snarky, super intelligent cousin Kiara. And I gave her a name to sound kind of more upper class and everything. And Kiara goes, of all things, you know, the most elitist of private schools, you know, bigger than Iolani, Danny. But you know, so I made up these names, you know, for different schools, and there's a lot of symbolisms. And so I kind of play off things here locally, like the private school, public school rivalry, Hiiaka, Pele's rivalry. But Kiara sort of represents high technology. She has a device called the Digital Data Pad, which she pretty much built for her field trip to record all the readings about volcano activity. So she's really snooty. She's kind of like an intellectual bully. Well, what happens is, as they're in the adventure together with their schools, they get separated in Thurston Lava Tube. Now, if you've been there, you know that there's a deeper part, and somehow they're separated from their schools. They can't stand each other, and the fact that their schools are there and they're stuck together on the same field trip just infuriates them. But in the Lava Tube, they come across the results of a terrible crime scene where a murder has taken place. And the Ki'i is laying there in the darkness. And while the bad guys are trying to dispose of the body, the girls are curious and they end up touching the Ki'i, which activates a curse after they realize that they've actually, what they thought was water, was actually blood puddles. And so that activates this incredible power, which rescues them from the Thurston Lava Tube when the bad guys, the two villains, the henchmen actually, are trying to get back the Ki'i. Which they sell on the black market, by the way. It's a whole backstory about, underworld activity going on. So it's hard to explain, but Kiyaka kind of draws him out magically, you know, through the lava tube, supernaturally, and she gives him this mission that says, okay, you know what, you've just been cursed. Being part Hawaiian saved your life. You know, there's not much in you, but it kind of like kept you alive. But now you have this mission. Because of the bloodstains, you've been cursed. And that Ki'i has been defiled. And you can't just put it back in the Thurston Lava Tube. You're going to have to take it to the place of refuge at the Hale Okeawe, the Heiau, where the priests have to cleanse you, and then the curse will end. Now, I won't explain what the curse is. They have to read it. So anyway, they're on the adventure. They don't want to go on this adventure. And so it's sort of like the same situation where in life, sometimes we're stuck with people we don't like. We're given tasks we don't understand. But somehow, you know, when we start to put aside our differences, realize that we have God to go to. Well, in this case, they go to another source. I don't really address Christianity that much, but there is the Amakuras, which they go to. So I address things such as, you know, forgiveness. The symbolism such as the Heiau is where the blood is washed away, or the cleanse of their sins. And this is the difficulty, Danny, because one, you know, you don't want to sound like you're doing the gospel, but at the same time too, you know, looking at people like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, okay, it wasn't like overtly the gospel, but you could still see the symbolism of Aslan sacrificing his life, the White Queen or the Snow Queen. And so I kind of made sure that, you know, even though I'm telling a story, there's certain symbolism about redemption, symbolisms about hope. Kiara, who puts all her faith in this digital data pad, realizes later on in the book it's useless. It doesn't help her to help her cousin when she desperately needs to help her. So she throws it away. And one of the other Menehune characters comes up to her and says, gives it back to her and says, you know, you trusted in technology pretty much, but your cousin didn't. And she continued to go on her way to get reached Pu'uhonua Hananau, even though the odds were against her. And she had hope and she had faith. And, you know, when a person has that, you know, it's hard to stop a person. Mm-hmm. And even today, you know, like Psalms 115 says, you know, Psalm 20 says some people don't put their faith in horses, some people put in chariots. And even today, I look at the symbolisms of some people are putting their hope in this presidential election. Some people are putting hope in social networking or the stock market or a pastor. And you need to put your hope in God. And that's one thing that the girls realize, you know, you can't really just put your faith in just one, what you create. But, you know, you have to look up, you know, rather than looking towards the situation itself. Yeah.
Let's go a little bit deeper. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, you're taking us into the story.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot more depth to it. What Roy Chang is talking about is his new book, KC and Kiara and the Curse of the Tiki.
Yeah.
Similar, right?
Very similar, okay. Yeah.
But, Roy, if someone wants to get this book, mm-hmm. how can they get it?
Well, it's they can go on Beach House Publishing's website. That's www.beachhousepublishing.com. And now, throughout this month, they can actually pre-order it online, or they can get a form and get it at $10, which also includes shipping and handling and taxes. Now, it's going to come out this month also in bookstores and retail and stores at $11.95. Amazon is doing pre-sales right now. And in November, I'll be doing three appearances at public libraries. And if they want to find out more about it on Facebook, I have started a page called KC and Kiara and the Curse of the Key, which is public, so they can always go on there, leave comments, and please like it. And you can find out more information. The hardest part is try to explain the story. Well, I tell you folks, it's easier to write a story than trying to explain a story. You know, so if you're scratching your head listening to this, I'm kind of confused. I understand, okay? But that's even more reason, buy the book. Thank you very much.
When we come back, we're going to hear more from Roy Chang. You know, life, he writes, but he's lived life. He knows what it's like to live the Christian life. He knows what it's like to face setbacks. Those surprises that catch us off guard. And how to navigate through. He can share with us a thing or two. I can learn from him. I think you can too. Let's learn together. I mean, the Lord has something to say to us through him. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. 99. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today. His name is Roy Chang. Roy is the author of An Adventure Story Set in Hawaii, Casey and Kiara, and The Curse of the Ki'i. It's written by Roy Chang, published by Beach House Publishing. It's a story of two sixth grade girls,
right.
Casey and Kiara, and an adventure that they go through. The thing is, it's not only a book for kids. The kids will just engage, be engrossed in it. I think they'll just love it. But it also says a lot to a much larger audience, to an adult audience as well. Roy,
yes.
What do you hope for the book to accomplish?
Well, there's many layers. Like one thing, definitely, I would love to do a sequel. And the way I ended the book, there's a sense of completion, but there is a sense, oh, the girls' lives are in danger, and I hope they do well. But it also ends on a high note of hope. And that's the one thing I want people to get out of it, that, you know, in life there's going to be crisis. There'll be situations that the girls go through. They didn't ask for this curse to be on them. They didn't ask to go on this adventure. But God always somehow puts us in a spot. We have a purpose, or people are placed in our lives. Hiiaka there's some quotes that I actually take from the Bible. Hiiaka actually tells the girls just before she sends them on their quest, I don't know you girls very well, but for such a time as this, I believe you were made. And that comes from Esther. Now, Esther, you know, was just there, placed into the court, and just so happens, you know, it just worked out for the help of others. Joseph looked back and thought, man, you know, just doing his job. He wasn't out trying to make trouble. In fact, he ran from the temptation. But, you know, people forgot him in prison and everything just worked bad for him. But when he looked back, he says, hey, you know what? What you guys intended for evil, God worked for good. And so, you know, I'm just saying in the book, too, that there are many situations where God still, if you're faithful to God, you trust in God, you know, that's so important. And he does work in our lives. We might not know the answers right now. We might not understand what we're going through, but he's always moving us from point A to point B. And we just got to have our faith check once in a while. Yeah.
Somebody wants to get a hold of this book.
Yes.
Say, hey, you know, I want to read it. I want to get it, and I want to pass it on to someone to read. How can they do that?
Well, right now it's on Amazon. It's pre-sales. And if they go to the Beach House Publishing website, there is, if you click on my book, the book title icon, then you're going to go to a page, and then you can click a pre-order form, which goes on through November 1st. And you can get the book at a discount at $10, which includes free shipping and handling costs. So they'll mail it to you for just $10 in taxes. If you wait for it in stores, it'll be $11.95. So, and I'll be doing three appearances in November at public libraries in Kapolei, Salt Lake Monolua, and Aia Public Library. And I mentioned this on my Facebook page for the girls. It's called Casey and Kiara and the Curse of the Ki'i. It's a special Facebook page I made up with artworks. And at the same time, too, for those of you who think it's just a big, long novel and it's not going to be like a travel log where, oh, he's talking about volcanoes and history and everything. No, it's an adventure. But also, too, using art, I also include manga pages as well, because manga is so well popular and excited. And I wanted to address the visual side of readers as well, not just the literary side as well. Yeah.
Roy, as we begin to wrap up, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
You know, just recently, last year, somebody I cared about went through some really difficult time, and I wasn't really walking with God back then, and I wanted to help this person But I knew in order to help this person, I needed to get right with God. And all this time, for many years, I was digging out. I wasn't even going to church. You know, I mean, I'd listen on the internet, listen to the radio and everything. But then that incident moved me to go back. And so I started going to church again, get into the Word, buying some prayer books and intercession, and really getting into intercession. And I think looking back, you know, I know God allows things, and I didn't understand why, but that experience actually brought me back to a focus on prayer, focus on the Word, fellowship, and also at the same time, too, having a different worldview. You know, it's only about, well, okay, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, big deal. But now it's like, okay, you know, we are living in the last days. Time is running short, and I want to make everything count. And, you know, like you talked about not giving up doing the book, well, you know, there were times I wanted to give up because I'd only work summertime or wintertime between school to work on it. So that's why it took a long time. It's not like I'm a slow writer, you know. But at the same time, too, I'm glad because God made it all come together in 10 years. I think if I did in 5 years, it wouldn't be a great book. But I think like now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to brag like that. But, you know, but I think like I'm really happy with the product now. Okay, so things take time. And the situation with my friend right now, lot better, but I still keep praying for that person to come to the Lord. And you know, like I said to Danny off air, it's like you know, you can only do so much. You just keep praying and trusting God, because one person plants seeds, one person can water, but it's the Lord of the harvest. So you know, I think all of us have our own little Casey and Kara adventures within us, you know, a little thing we have to deal with that we didn't ask for. But, you know, it's our mission, and it's something we got to race against time with, because time is running short. And I think, like, when we learn to put aside our differences, be forgiving, you know, keep hope, don't put our faith in other things such as technology or our own intellect or our feelings, because feelings can fail you. But, you know, overcome that with the power of God.
Roy, I'm grateful, man. I'm thankful that you've been with us, that you've shared with us about your new book, but also shared out of your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you talk about you came to a crisis moment, mm-hmm. where it affected you to the point where you said, if I want to have any kind of impact, I need to get right with God. Mm-hmm. Well, as you're listening today, as you hear Roy's story, maybe it's a moment for you, a reminder to you that this is your time to get right with God as well. And you may need to make a decision about that. And it's something that you just know you need to do. And when it's time, then you do it. And it may very well be right now. Well, in the next few days, you're going to hear stories, more stories. People like Roy Chang, although he's one of a kind, invite someone to listen in and be inspired. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you'd like to be part of helping reach someone with the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's love and hope, help us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Partners tab. Numbers 6, 24 and 25 says, "May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Roy Chang. Find out more at changcartoons@yahoo.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.